My name is Bill Thomas. I live in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, and I own a retail business.
NPR is airing voices of the war at home and overseas, personal stories and impressions. This next diary sprang from a newspaper article about sharpshooters in the field of battle. The New York Times recently quoted a U.S. Marine sharpshooter in Iraq explaining how he makes decisions that could ultimately claim civilian lives. The way the sergeant described shooting Iraqis, including at least one civilian, gave Bill Thomas such a pause, he wrote a letter to the editor, and this is his NPR war diary.
I sat down at my computer and wanted to speak directly to the sergeant in my letter. I don't know if I hoped that he would actually see it, because I didn't expect that he would, but I just felt compelled to write the letter directly to him, as though I was able to put it in the mail and he would receive it and read it. You quote Sergeant Eric Shrump of the 5th Marine Regiment as saying, "We had a great day. We killed a lot of people, and I'm sorry, but the chick was in the way," referring to a civilian Iraqi woman who was standing near an Iraqi soldier. Yet no one could know better that these are human beings, someone's brother, father, husband, mother, sister, or child, people loved by someone as the sergeant is loved, people whose hearts are bonded to another as his is, people who will be grieved and missed for a lifetime as he would be. Sergeant Trump, be the true warrior you'd like to be and respect their dignity, just as you would wish yours to be. May God protect you. What happened to me was that I felt the anger dissipate and found myself concerned for his safety, and wanted to let him know that as well, that I had hoped that he would be protected and he would come home safe. I don't know. I mean, I was in the military, but I was never in battle, and so I can't imagine what it must be like. I'm sure he does recognize the humanity of it all, but I just felt compelled to remind him.
An NPR war diary from Bill Thomas of Portsmouth, Rhode Island. To read and hear other diaries, you can consult our website at npr.org.